arrow into the stone. "There's another world down there," said Two Flower, peering over. "Where exactly?" The troll waved an arm vaguely.
"Somewhere," he said. "That's all I know. It was quite a small world, mostly blue."
"So why are you here?" said Two Flower.
"Isn't it obvious?" snapped the troll. "I fell off the edge."
He told them of the world of Bathys, somewhere among the stars, where the sea folk had built a number of thriving civilizations in the three large oceans that sprawled across its disk. He had been a meat man, one of the caste which earned a perilous living in large, sail-powered land yachts that ventured far out to land and hunted the shoals of deer and buffalo that abounded in the storm-haunted continents. His particular yacht had been blown into uncharted lands by a freak gale. The rest of the crew had taken the yacht's little rowing trolley and had struck out for a distant lake, but Tethys, as master, had elected to remain with his vessel. The storm had carried it right over the rocky rim of the world, smashing it to matchwood in the process.
"At first I fell," said Tethys, "but falling isn't so bad, you know. It's only the landing that hurts, and there was nothing below me. As I fell, I saw the world spin off into space until it was lost against the stars."
"What happened next?" said Two Flower breathlessly, glancing towards the misty universe.
"I froze solid," said Tethys simply. "Fortunately, it is something my race can survive, but I thawed out occasionally when I passed near other worlds. There was one, I think it was the one with what I thought was this strange ring of mountains around it, that turned out to be the biggest dragon you could ever imagine, covered in snow and glaciers, and holding its tail in its mouth. Well, I came within a few leagues of that. I shot over the landscape like a comet, in fact. And then I was off again. Then there was the time I woke up and there was your world coming at me like a custard pie thrown by the Creator. And, well, I landed in the sea not far from the circumfence, Widdershins of Krull. All sorts of creatures get washed up against the fence, and at the time they were looking for slaves to man the way stations. And I ended up here."
He stopped and stared intently at Rincewind.
"Every night I come out here and look down," he finished. "I never jump. Courage is hard to come by. Here on the edge."
Rincewind began to crawl determinedly towards the shack. He gave a little scream as the troll picked him up, not unkindly, and set him on his feet.
"Amazing," said Two Flower, and leaned further out over the edge. "There are lots of other worlds out there."
"Quite a number, I imagine," said the troll.
"I suppose one could contrive some sort of a thing that could preserve one against the cold," said the little man thoughtfully. "Some sort of a ship that one could sail over the edge and sail to far-off worlds, too. I wonder..."
"Don't even think about it," moaned Rincewind.
"Stop talking like that, do you hear?"
"They all talk like that in Krull," said Tethys. "Those with tongues, of course," he added.
"Are you awake?"
Two Flower snored on. Rincewind jabbed him viciously in the ribs.
"I said, are you awake?"
"We've got to get out of here before this salvage fleet comes."
The dishwater light of dawn oozed through the shack's one window, slopping across the piles of salvage boxes and bundles that were strewn around the interior. Two Flower grunted again and tried to burrow into the pile of furs and blankets that Tethys had given them.
"Look, there's all kinds of weapons and stuff in here," said Rincewind. "He's gone out somewhere. When he comes back, we could overpower him and... well, then we can think of something. How about it?"
"That doesn't sound like a very good idea," said Two Flower. "Anyhow, it's a bit ungracious, isn't it?"
"Tough buns," snapped Rincewind. "This is a rough universe."
He rummaged through the piles around the walls and selected a heavy, wavy-bladed scimitar that had probably been some pirate's pride and joy. It looked the sort of weapon that relied as much on its weight as its edge to cause damage. He raised it awkwardly.
"Would he leave that sort of thing around if it could hurt him?"
Two Flower wondered aloud. Rincewind ignored him and took up a position beside the door. When it opened some 10 minutes later, he moved unhesitatingly, swinging it across the opening at what he judged was the troll's head height. It swished harmlessly through nothing at all and struck the doorpost, jerking him off his feet and onto the floor. There was a